Do you know if your website, or your blog site for that matter, is losing visitors? Hi, this is Denise Wakeman, your online visibility mentor. You can find me on the web at denisewakeman.com. Today I was interviewed by a reporter who's doing an article about businesses losing website visitors. So she called to ask me to talk to me about this problem that companies and individuals have with their sites. Now, the first question that she asked me I thought was quite interesting. She asked if companies know if they're losing visitors. And that was actually provocative because I hadn't looked at the question that way. And I would be willing to bet that most companies and individuals don't know that they're losing visitors. And if they do know, they don't know why. And the companies that do know that they're losing website visitors, those are the smart ones because they're using some kind of analytics running on their site, so they're able to see things like the bounce rate, which is how long someone stays on your site. So they click onto your site from a referred link from the search engine or social media site, and then how quickly they bounce off because it wasn't the right content. So I thought that was an interesting way to start the conversation. Well, we went on to talk about various ways that I think that companies lose visitors. And when I say company, I mean you as a small business owner, an entrepreneur, or it could be a corporate or a large company. So I have a list of 10 ways that I believe that business websites may be losing visitors. And I want to share those with you and see what you have to say. So the first thing I think is the real problem is that the company or business owner is not really clear about the purpose or outcomes that they want from their site. Meaning, if it's not clear that this is a site, it's an e-commerce site, or that it's a site to generate leads, or it's maybe a site where you want to establish your thought leadership, your authority, your credibility, and you know what the content is going to be to support that, then it's a good bet that your visitor isn't going to be very clear about that purpose either, and they're not going to hang around for very long. The second, number two, is that there's no way for visitors to stay connected. And of course, I've talked about this in the past. I see this as an issue, is that a lot of people don't have any way for a visitor to stay connected, to subscribe, to get updates when you have new content, to get on your mailing list, to get your free report or your free white paper, your e-course or your video course. And this doesn't enable that visitor to keep coming back, so you're losing that visitor. The other part of that is that frequently it's difficult to find contact information. And if you don't have contact information or it's buried, they can't find it, it's another way that you're losing that opportunity to stay connected with that visitor and keep them coming back. You know, you don't have to have your phone number and email address on your site, but you can have a contact form. So for example, on denisewakeman.com, I have a link in the top navigation, so it's easy to find, that says Contact Denise. And there are several different options for contacting me if you need support, if you want to ask a question, if you want to submit a story. But there's the main link goes to my support desk. So at the very least, I mean, we check that every day, every weekday, and my virtual assistant will either respond or pass it on to me if it needs my personal response. So you do get that support. So you want to make sure there's a way for your visitors to stay connected, subscribed, you want to have an email subscription box, and you want to have an RSS feed subscription. The next way, and these are in no order of importance, it's just as I thought of them. So number three is no calls to action on your content. And that means that you're writing great content, but then you leave your visitor hanging. They don't know what else to do. They don't know how to get more information. And they may not think to poke around and try and find more content.